This program may contain violence, nudity, stupidity, alcohol, drugs, and adult language, and anything else that makes for an epic party. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Men, the podcast for Friday, June the 29th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
we shoot air conditioner thieves here.
You're damn right. I'm coming to you like a spider monkey.
Wearing a diaper. A carjacker brings a knife to a gunfight. Twice.
Sure, we'll test that meth for you. Bring it on down to the station.
Plus, Florida Men versus Tourists, listener email and V-mail, and another special guest. Do you want to introduce our guest?
We do. This is our second foray into having a guest on the podcast. First one went pretty good.
Yep. Mike had a couple zingers in there for you. So.
Couple zingers, yeah. We got a little better once the drink started getting in a little bit more. He kind of loosened up a little bit.
Absolutely.
But so sticking with the theme of having guest named Mike, we decided we would bring in another Mike. We only know two, maybe three. We got two mics. All right.
And yet we have three mics, actually four mics around the table here that we're
recording. Confuse me. Don't do that. This is hard enough as it is. It took me three takes to get the damn date right, so don't start with that shit. So anyway, yes, we have another guest speaker tonight, another friend of ours. Mike is here with us. Mike, say hello.
How y'all doing? Yes, I am part of this.
Yes, you are now, and it's official. You're on the you bitched the other night because we hadn't invited you, so now we've invited you, and we'll see how you do. Don't fuck it up. All right,
we'll see.
That's my advice.
We shall see.
The drink is flowing as usual here at the Florida Man Studios. So,
but I do want to
get funnier towards
all right,
the
so
end.
So we
of
do
this
have. Show. We did say we couldn't call it the casting couch, so we changed it to the Florida futon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we redid the studio. And now we're in a little different spot in the studio. That's a little quieter. Got some new equipment. Hopefully,
yep.
you'll find that this the audio is a little better quality than what you've had before. So we're kind of proud of this. So we've got the guest spot. So, but he's not on the Florida futon.
No,
Florida futon's still there, but just not where he's sitting.
Right.
Well, I would certainly prefer that.
I know
it's closer to the air conditioning.
It is closer. And if y'all ain't in Florida right now, I'm got a small. It's fucking hot. All right, it is. I don't usually bitch about the heat because I live here, but damn, it's hot.
Yeah, I was working on the Jeep yesterday, and it was 99 degrees outside when I was just drenched in sweat. So I came inside for a little while and went back out after it started to cool down. And, of course, then the mosquitoes decided that they're going to come out and
it's hot.
Tear my legs up.
But
it's hotter than balls, no doubt. Hotter than balls.
Hot.
Yeah, like hot balls.
Hotter right. than balls.
Yeah. Hot. Hot balls.
Hot.
All right, well, speaking of balls, why don't we get on to our first story?
It is 91,000 damn degrees. I am sitting right next to my air conditioner. Right next to it. It is on the lowest temperature, on the highest damn speed. Okay? 64 degrees, and it's on turbo. What the fuck do I need to put this bitch on? Power Ranger? This is fucking unacceptable.
Florida woman shoots husband in testicles after he tries to take her air conditioner. Fucker deserved it. A Columbia County woman is back in jail after she failed to show up in court for an aggravated battery charge. In October of last year, Kimberly Dunn, 35, shot her ex-husband in the testicles after he tried to take an AC unit, according to an arrest report.
I would say that she didn't have too hard of a time shooting him directly in the testicles, because you got to have some big balls to try to steal somebody's air conditioning in Florida.
Agreed. That's, Dunn's estranged husband said he came to her home with his brother to pick up the unit. He had discovered that she was attempting to sell it on Facebook, the report said. Bitch was selling his air conditioner.
Well, apparently it was her air conditioner.
What?
Yeah, he said he had discovered that she was attempting to sell it on Facebook.
Okay.
So he came to reclaim it.
The couple were going through a divorce, the arrest report said. When the man and his brother attempted to unhook the unit, Dunn sat on it to prevent the two men from taking it, the report said. When the ex-husband approached, he tried to remove her from the AC unit, but Dunn produced a pink stun gun and attempted to electrocute him. according to the arrest report. Dunn was struck in the head and dropped both the pink stun gun and a handgun. So he backhanded her, I guess. Yeah. Dunn reportedly got off the ground and shot him in the testicles with the handgun. The man's brother pushed Dunn to the ground and attempted to help his brother and drove him to the hospital. The report said that the ex-husband's brother screamed, "You shot my brother!" and began choking her until she blacked out.
Damn. And this is not in...
You can't make this shit up, folks.
This is not in Polk County, either.
I know. Dunn's ex-husband picked up the gun after shooting and brought it with him to the hospital. Dunn was arrested the same day and was taken to the Columbia County Jail without incident. She told deputies that she didn't mean to shoot her ex-husband and was only trying to scare him. On Thursday, June the 14th, Dunn was arrested for failing to show up in court for the shooting incident. She faces an additional charge of contempt of court. She shot him in the damn balls.
Well, I guess she figured she was done with him.
Well, what kind of gun was it? Does it say?
No, it doesn't.
I don't guess it really matters. If you get shot in the nuts, it's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah. That's after she tasered him.
I wonder where she hit him with the taser.
Oh, it says attempted to electrocute him, but maybe she missed with the taser, and then he knocked her ass out, and she picked up the gun, and...
Damn, that's some badass shit.
That's a feisty woman.
But she wasn't using the air conditioner, I guess she was using it. Like, usually in a divorce in Florida, you have to divide up the assets.
Well, apparently that's what she was trying to do.
You usually do that in front of a judge. I mean, with the lawyers, that you divide up and you agree on who gets what.
Yeah, well...
Was this just a free-for-all, and, like, they just went to the... Shot him in the dick.
Yeah.
That's a badass... How do you go to the doc... I mean, how do you... I guess as an ER, I've never...
Yeah, you go to the ER and...
And they ask, sir, you know, are you bleeding profusely from your pelvic area? What is there? What
well,
happened?
The brother got...
Bitch shot me in the dick.
Brother brought the gun, so he's like, yeah,
shot
this
me
is
with
what,
this. Here it is. Damn. That's rough.
Yeah.
But it is Florida. It is fucking hot.
Yeah. Yeah, you... See, I didn't read the story too well before. I thought that he was trying to sell her air conditioner, but she was trying to sell the air conditioner, and he was just taking it back. Only two people to carry it. I mean, is that... I don't know how...
It's just got to be a little window unit or something.
Yeah, I was just thinking, is it a window unit or one of those portable ones like you got over there?
Yeah,
it
could be one like that.
Yeah.
You ever been shot in the dick, Mike?
No, I have not, but I don't have a window shaker either, so...
Stand for 911. Where's your emergency? What's the problem there?
The chip killed my friend!
What's the problem with your friend?
Please, the police up! With a gun! Hurry up!
Who has a gun?
Please, hurry up! He's killing my girlfriend!
What is the problem?
He's killing my friend!
Who's killing your friend?
My chimpanzee!
Oh, your chimpanzee is killing your friend!
Yes.
Story number two. Florida woman bloodied after she's attacked by spider monkey in Home Depot. This one's from InsideEdition.com. A diaper-wearing monkey attacked a Florida Home Depot employee last week as it entered the store looking for its owner. Cashier Marilyn Howard suffered 4 bite wounds on her arms and head and scratches on her face during the frightening incident at the Home Depot location in Okeechobee. The spider monkey's name is Spanky.
Spanky.
Spanky the monkey. That sounds... Not to be confused with Spankin' the monkey.
The spider monkey's named Spanky.
Yes. And
this 2 weeks in a row we've had spider monkeys on here.
That's why I picked this story. I know you were a fan of the spider monkey.
Well, no, actually, I'm just a fan of Talladega Nights. I mean, that's some funny-ass shit. Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Yeah.
Greatest movie ever. Yep. Right behind Bull Durham.
Sweet baby. Baby Jesus. Yep.
Honey, just come on. I'm ready to eat. Get to the... It's my blessing. If I want to worship the baby Jesus, I'm going to worship baby Jesus. He's a grown man. I don't care, Chip. Shut the fuck up.
All right,
we can sit here all day and quote Talladega Nights if you want to.
Well, I don't know how long we can do that and still not run afoul of copyright laws, so... We'll move on. Her owner.
We already been busted by the International Clown Association. I don't want to get the movie industry after us too.
Yeah, seriously. So Spanky's owner Tina Ballard has a history of taking the animal wherever she goes, including shopping excursions.
Mm.
A YouTube video shows Spanky in a shopping cart being pushed through the aisles of a Lowe's store on a separate occasion. So she likes taking the monkey to the home improvement stores.
I mean, if I had a monkey named Spanky. Hell, I'd take that sumbitch out, too.
You got to put a diaper on it, as we discussed in the last episode.
See, I thought the diaper was just I mean, but you, this thing, I don't just say how old it is.
It does not.
Yeah. See, I thought they just used it like a child, that if they had to urinate or defecate, then they've got...
Well, I think
apparently you corrected me on that, that yeah. it was... That is not the case. You do that so that they can.
So the monkey doesn't spank the monkey.
But his fucking name is Spanky.
Yeah.
That's confusing to the monkey. You're confusing. You called him Spanky, and then you put a diaper on him and tell him not to spank it.
Apparently, this monkey was very confused because on the trip to Home Depot, Spanky was apparently upset about being left in the SUV. It gets hot. This is summer. You can get arrested for leaving your kid in the car or your dog. Apparently...
Well, he wasn't locked up too good because the summit escaped.
Yeah, somehow she escaped. Spanky's a girl. Okay, she escaped and ended up inside the store where she took a bite out of the cashier who was on a break. Cashier said, I was looking for another associate to go to the service desk and announce that, quote, your monkey is loose. Howard told Inside Edition. I never thought I would say that. Yeah, I don't think...
Things I didn't think I'd say today.
Yep. Howard refused medical treatment, but told deputies she would go to the hospital to be evaluated. Check for rabies or something. I don't know. What other kind of diseases can you get from a monkey bite?
Does it matter? I mean, fuck it. If I get bit by a damn monkey, hell, I don't know what I'd do.
Go to the damn hospital right away. But, I mean, she's a good employee. She wanted to work out the rest of her shift.
So the monkey snapped into a Slim Jen or...
Tina. Tina's her name. Tina was the owner.
No, Tina's
right.
The owner.
Yeah, you're right. Well. Marilyn. Marilyn Howard is the victim. Animal Control and Florida Fish and Wildlife were notified about the incident and are continuing their investigation into the attack.
Damn, I told you spider monkeys are fucking mean.
Have you heard there is a 911 call from a woman who has a pet chimpanzee, and she was over at a friend's house and brought the chimpanzee, and the chimpanzee decided it didn't like this friend anymore and just started attacking her. And the owner of the chimpanzee calls up 911 and is saying, I mean, she is out of breath. She is screaming her full head off. And she's like, you just got to shoot it. Get somebody here with a gun right now. And the 911 operator is oblivious. She's like, there's someone with a gun? No, it's a chimpanzee. A chimpanzee has a gun? No, you got to bring somebody. Send a cop over and tell them just to shoot it. So, yeah, those monkeys get feisty. And they are.
So, wait. All right, so
they're smartest back. People, but so they're mean.
But this is a female monkey.
Yes.
So
Spanky is a female.
I'm going to go here. You put the diaper on the monkey so the monkey doesn't spank the monkey,
mm-hmm.
yet this is a female.
So maybe she wasn't wearing a diaper. There's nothing about a diaper on here. That was my own personal interjection.
Oh, really? So you skewed the story.
I was assuming. I didn't realize that Spanky was a girl. You would think a monkey named Spanky is a dude, and he got the nickname Spanky.
Well, yeah, Little Rascals taught us that.
From spanking it.
Does the girl monkey have an over-exaggerated clitoris?
I just really... Oh, my God.
Maybe they should name her Flicka. She's flicking the beans.
That's why we can't have nice shit.
Well...
At least she didn't get a hold of a gun and shoot somebody in the dick.
All right, moral of the story.
Don't bring your fucking monkey in public.
Story number 3. Florida man attempts carjacking and victim deters him with a gun. Twice. A man was arrested Friday after he took a cash register drawer from the Walmart at River City Marketplace and then tried to carjack two people at knife point. Christopher Raymond Hill, 36, was arrested on charges of strong-arm robbery, carjacking with firearm or deadly weapon, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and trespassing, according to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office online inmate information search. Investigators found the incident began when Hill went to the Walmart liquor store. There's a liquor store for Walmart?
Yeah, there's it's kind of like Publix in some of these more rural areas in the state. They've got a liquor store outside of the...
Well, I might go in there, but I ain't going into... I can't stand Walmart.
You think the liquor store part of Walmart is the better part of Walmart to go into?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's a shit show. Trust me.
Seriously?
Yes, shit show. Yes.
Hill was told by the cashier he would have to buy something, and then he bought a pack of cigarettes.
Have they learned nothing from Starbucks, making people buy shit?
I know. Now they're going to go through training.
Mm-hmm.
The cashier, LaToya King, spoke with Action News Jax about
never,
the
never
incident.
Mind what I said about him.
Take that back.
Guilty.
She says she didn't think twice of Hill, who was dressed in bright orange, until she opened her cash register. When I did that, he leaped over the counter and he grabbed my hand and I was like, "Sir, what are you doing?" King said. Once the register was open, he grabbed the register?
Yep.
And ran out of the store, according to a JSO arrest report. A witness saw Hill get into a silver Ford SUV, but it did not appear to start. So he got out and ran.
This guy
could
not.
This is a horrible getaway plan.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Did he drag the register with him?
Yeah, he took the register with him.
The whole register, not just the...
Right, but when the car didn't start, he just drug it through the parking lot?
I don't know.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Police said Hill approached a man who was sitting in the parking lot near Supercuts. Well, he got to get his hair did. Hill asked the man for a ride, and the man refused.
Strike two.
According to the report, Hill put the cash register in the truck bed and pulled a knife, cutting Reardon in the hands and leg. Oh, so Reardon's the guy that owns the truck.
Yeah.
Reardon said to Action News that he was able to grab his pistol from his truck and pointed it at Hill, who then ran away towards Starbucks. Here we go. All right, now we're getting good.
I would say that would be strike three.
Hill ran to the car window of a woman who was in line at Starbucks drive-thru. She told police she rolled down her passenger side window to see what he wanted, and she said Hill opened her door and got into the car.
Why did she unlock it?
Yeah. Maybe she liked mocha loca chata.
The woman said Hill told her to drive because someone was chasing him. She told police she tried to push him out of the vehicle and would not get out. Well, where's the cash register? Is it still in the truck?
It sounds like it's still in the bed of the truck.
According to the report, yeah. She was in fear of her life, so she got out of her car to get her Ruger pistol out of her trunk. Okay, this is rule strike six. If you got a freaking concealed weapon, don't leave your gun in the trunk. Oh, let me get my gun out of the trunk.
Well, she was at Walmart.
Myself. No, she was at Starbucks.
Yeah, but it's all in the same plaza there.
Well,
I believe.
You can't.
It's pretty much the same thing.
All right, fine. Hill got out of the car and came towards her, and she pointed her pistol at him, and he ran away. Dude got jacked. He got pulled on twice.
Yep.
When police
not
arrived,
his day.
No. When police, that's a he had a horrible getaway plan. When police arrived, they found Hill had barricaded himself inside the bathroom at the Supercut. So he went back to get his hair did. Locked up in the Supercuts. But he came out when officers ordered him to. According to the report, Hill told the police, "The reason I was running and did this was because somebody was after me."
Yeah, probably security at Walmart wanting to get their register back.
Well, that's where it started.
King says she's still shocked about what happened, but she said she's glad Hill is behind bars. "Now I know he's locked up and can't do this to anyone else," Hill said.
For 18 months or so.
Son of a bitch. That is the worst getaway plan ever.
If you wrote that into a movie, it would have to be a comedy because a drama, people wouldn't believe
it. Raisin Arizona.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an awesome line in that movie. Awesome fucking line in that movie. When he runs out and he's running down the street and he stops in the street and a guy pulls, he stops and the truck stops and he goes up, he pulls the gun out. "Son, you got a pair of panties on your head." He gets hit in Mexico drive.
Is that dude had
you know who
no
I blame? You know who I blame for this?
Walmart?
You know who I blame? No. What's her name? LaToya.
The cashier.
What's her
yeah,
cashier?
Yeah, LaToya.
LaToya. If she'd given him the freaking change like he asked for, none of this would have happened.
Well, that's why. No, that was his ruse, was to ask for change, and then when she opened the drawer. To jack the drawer. So,
oh.
I mean, he was wearing bright orange, so he's already in his prison garb.
Or he'd been hunting.
Yeah.
Where was this? Jacksonville?
Jacksonville.
This is like third story from Jacksonville.
Well, Jacksonville...
It's giving Polk County a run for its money.
It is. Well, Jacksonville is a much bigger area. I mean,
we discussed this before.
Yeah, that was... it's the biggest city in the state.
There's a lot of fun up there. No doubt.
Yeah. Jacksonville is the Detroit of Florida.
Is it Detroit or Detroit?
Detroit. If you're from there.
I always call it Detroit.
Like police.
The yeah, police.
Yeah.
Or police.
I say police.
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 In Mississippi, we called it the police. Actually, we just called him by his name because we only had two. Where I grew up.
And for the most part, you dated your cousins, too. So,
no.
I mean,
no.
Now, that happened in Michigan, too. I'll
We are not getting into that in this podcast. No. There will be no Mississippi bashing. My guest from Texas in this freaking podcast.
Now, I have two cousins that married each other. And they're from Michigan, but one of them was adopted, so it doesn't really count.
Well, no, that doesn't count.
I do. Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't count at all.
That doesn't count at all. That's not even close to counting.
Yeah, there's no bloodline involved.
No.
At all.
You can't be like a second cousin twice removed and get... I don't even know what that means. You ever, do y'all ever know what like a cousin, like when they say something, somebody twice removed or something? What does that mean?
I do. There's a whole chart that you can look at online. I don't quite understand it. As long as we don't have the same four grandparents, I think we're all right.
Okay. I'm thinking back to my friends. I'm like, hey.
Well,
yeah, I think we're good. Yeah,
the DNA strand gets a lot thinner when you're twice removed, thrice removed, et cetera.
I don't know what that means, though. It's always bothered me. I'm 50 years old.
Okay, if you got something for your great uncle, you're fine.
You just want a greater diversity of genes in the gene pool. The closer you are,
I don't have nothing to do with nobody named Gene.
Have you seen Jean Grey on X-Men?
Oh, all day long. All day long.
Famke Janssen?
All day long.
Now it's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist.
All right, so before we go to this, I did say last time that I was sick of your losing to your trivia things, which you do trivia at night, some nights, professionally.
Yeah. A couple nights a week, yes.
I started out 2-0, and I have been skunked for the last...
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Oh, four weeks.
Four weeks. All right, today I have my friend Mike is going to help me, and we are going collaboratively... kick your ass this time.
Okay. We'll see how
that
goes.
And I said I was going to come up with a new game, and I failed.
Yes, you failed.
Miserably.
You failed at coming up with a game.
I did.
As miserably as you fail at playing the game that I come up with.
Oh, you suck.
I detect a note of bias. I'm just saying.
Oh, this fucker cheats. Don't lie. Don't let him fool you.
Well,
right?
If one comes up with a game.
Exactly. I'm not the one that tries to Google while I am playing the game.
And I still lose.
All right, so anyway, each week I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way, or five news stories. And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a significant period of time, or a tourist, meaning he never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation. This week we're going to do news stories, so you just have to guess whether the news story took place in Florida or anywhere else in the
news
world.
News stories and going to be whether it's in Florida or somewhere else.
Right. So I'm just going to read a headline. So this is the headlines edition part two. So I'm going to read a headline. And you tell me if that headline is for a story that took place in Florida.
All right. And we are going collaboratively. So we have to agree on the answer. And we're going to give you that unified answer.
Okay. So you're not going to do like the other mic where you split your vote.
No, because I lost. So I'm not doing that again.
Okay.
Well,
actually, if the two of you had collaborated on the last two, you could have actually squeaked out a victory.
Oh, I know. But yeah. I chose to go rogue.
So
now I do understand, Joel, that the current criteria has nothing to do with a celebrity or a person that may have been in the state of Florida for a certain amount of time.
Correct. Where there's no one-year limit or anything.
Right. But what's the definition of in Florida for a certain period of time?
Yeah, Joel, why don't you give him that one? Because since you change it every week.
1 year. So 1 year or more is considered a Florida man.
It was 6 months. So now we're at a year?
No. It was 1 year. I went back and listened to it, the original one, where we decided on a definition. It was 1 year. And then you're the one that actually said said 6 months. Yeah, 6 months last time. So it is definitely...
Are you blaming me?
No, I'm just saying you might have misremembered and not in your favor. So I wanted to give you that extra 6 months.
Oh, that's generous of you. Thank you.
Yeah, so,
thank you, Joe. That's
very
awesome.
Nice.
That's nice.
So for... Yes. For this game,
take back two bad things I said about you today.
For this game, if Phil guesses correctly on three or more of the five, he wins.
Yes,
Phil and Mike.
What does Phil win? I want no part of this. I'm just going to try and help him.
It is the loser buys the beer for the next episode, so you don't have to worry about it. You're getting a free drink this week. So whether it was myself that provided it or Phil, well, and it's usually Phil.
You fucker.
All right, so...
I got it this time.
Let's go!
All right, number one.
Giddy up.
Number one.
And you just have to tell me if this is a Florida man or a man from somewhere else, a tourist. Man caught having sex with stuffed horse in Walmart.
Man caught having sex with stuffed horse in the Walmart.
As Florida as it sounds, it's not really Florida.
I don't think it is. I'm going tourist on this. I'm with you.
Tourist.
Tourist. Okay.
It's too hot. I mean, if you're going to molest something in the Walmart, I mean, go over to the power tool section.
I mean, right. Walmart's air conditioned though. So
yeah, but I'm still not gonna stick my junk in a stuffed. All right, we're saying tourist.
They have everything you need.
Number one,
lube
you say
and
tourist.
All.
I hate Walmart.
Okay, number two, couple who insisted plush lion was their lawyer lose child custody.
The hell are you talking about? You're making this shit up.
I am not making this shit up. This is an actual headline from this week.
And read it again.
Couple who insisted plush lion was their lawyer.
Plush lion.
Lose child custody.
Are we on a Furby's thing this week? Or is
was the plush lion in the courtroom?
Yes.
Representing?
Yes. And I wasn't going to give you more than the headline, but in this case, the couple did consult with the lion several times throughout this court case.
I'm with Mike. I'm going tourist.
You're saying tourist.
Tourist, right?
Well, we say tourist, but did it actually happen in Florida?
Well, that's what he's. No. That's what we got.
None of these happened in Florida that were not Florida men. Florida men happened in Florida by a Florida person.
Understood.
Man, woman, or child.
Understood.
So we're going tourist.
I'm tourist on that one.
Tourist on that one. All right, two tourists.
Two tourists. Okay. Number three, woman accused of trying to light security guard on fire.
That sounds like Suncoast State.
That
sounds local.
That's local. Yeah, we're going. I'm with him. That's Florida.
Florida. Okay. Number four, man chugs a beer during a DUI stop.
Oh hell yeah, that's Florida. Or
Mike,
Mississippi.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I'll take that. Florida.
All right, Florida.
Florida. Okay. And finally, number five.
I mean, because that's what I would do if I had a beer and he was about to pour it out. I mean, I would chug it. I'm going to jail anyway, so I mean, I'd chug the beer.
That's a valid point.
See,
get your money's worth, right?
Yeah.
All right, number five, man punches his lawyer after judge hands down murder conviction.
That sounds like a tourist. You're not sure?
Can
we phone a friend?
It's Florida. It's Florida.
Florida?
I remember seeing that story.
All right, we're going with Florida man.
Okay, Mike says Florida man, and Phil believes him. Okay, so going back to number one, man caught having sex with stuffed horse in Walmart. You both said that was a tourist, and that was in Florida.
Son of a bitch.
I told you. This fucker cheats.
Okay, number two. Couple who insisted plush lion was their lawyer lose child custody. You both said that was a tourist, and that happened in British Columbia, Canada.
Of course it did.
Of course. That makes sense.
And not even the South. This is all the way up north in Canada.
Yeah, that's great. That's great, Joel. Thank you.
Well,
we're 0 for 2.
We're 0 for 2. No, you got that one right.
No, we got that one right.
Yeah, you said tourist, and they're Canadian.
I thought we said Florida.
No, you said tourist.
Tourist?
Yeah.
Pay attention, Spanky.
We're 1 for 1?
You're 1 for 1.
Woohoo!
Yeah, this couple actually was in court to change the name of their child to Jesus Lord Savior, legally. And the judge...
Or was it Jesus?
No.
Lord,
no. This is Canada, not Mexico.
Oh, that's...
And this is like all French. No, British Columbia is not French.
No.
Yeah, that's beyond Quebec.
Yeah, no. So. And they would they insisted that the lion was their attorney, and they would have to put their head down by the lion and listen to the lion talking to them, and then they would translate back to the judge what the lion was saying. And the judge decided that you do not need to be in charge of children.
Damn, that's something that ought to be on Jerry Springer.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to... So you're 1 and 1 now.
1 and 1. All right. We only got to get 2 more.
Yep.
I'm not good at math, but I'm thinking we have to have 2 more, right?
Yes, you do.
All right.
To win. Number three, woman accused of trying to light security guard on fire. You all said that one was a Florida man or woman, and that happened in the Bronx, New York.
God damn it.
Damn it.
So you are now 1 for 2.
Can next time this happens, when I'm lucky enough to be a guest again, I hope.
Yeah, well, it's a 50-50 at this point.
But my point is, can we do this against him?
Yeah, I just got to come up with a game. I got to do my own stuff. He's the damn...
For God's sakes, Phil.
I've been busy.
Yeah, he did set up this whole new studio this weekend, so we'll give him... Although it took me probably 15 minutes to do this on my lunch break today, so...
Yeah. All right, go on.
All right, fair number, enough, Joel.
One and two.
Number four, man chugs a beer during a DUI stop.
That's Florida.
Yeah, you all said that was Florida.
You damn right.
And that is Florida.
You bam right. I told you.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Two and two.
Yep, two and
two. Comes down to the final one.
Yes. So number five, man punches his lawyer after judge hands down murder conviction. Y'all said that was Florida. And Mike was sure that he saw that story and read it. And so that's why he thought that that was Florida. And that one was Florida.
Nice.
You guys.
There you go, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Finally. I'm back. Wait.
It's been over a month since
I won. It's been a month since I won.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I love you, man.
Quit wearing panties and you'll be fine.
I know.
All right.
I keep telling myself that every day when I wake up.
But they're so silky.
I just can't help it. I mean, when you've had the finest silk in the world against your buttocks, I mean, come on.
That's an entirely different conversation.
All I care about is I don't have to buy beer next week.
Okay, congratulations, Phil.
Thank you.
And I do want to thank you for actually providing Yingling this week, which was my preference. So
I
appreciate that. So
yeah, I only bought six. And we drank five of them setting up the new studio. So you only had one left.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did get to enjoy them. So what is your choice for next week? I'll stop on my way over next.
Vodka.
Did you see vodka in those rules?
Yeah, I'm changing the rules. Vodka.
Yeah, he likes Tito's. I'm just letting everybody know.
Yeah. Vodka.
I could use some rum. I'll be back. Trust me.
He'll be in the crowd. He won't be on a mic. No, I'm joking. You're doing all right.
Would sir care for a starter, some garlic bread, perhaps?
No, thank you. I'll proceed directly to the intravenous injection of hard drugs, please.
As you wish, sir. As you wish.
Story number four. Florida man requests test of meth, gets an arrest. A Florida man contacted the Putnam County Sheriff's Office Tuesday, believing the drugs he found were flaca instead of the meth he intended to buy. Where is Putnam County?
It's between Gainesville and St. Augustine.
Relatively close to Marion County.
Pretty close. In relation to Orlando.
North of Orlando.
Up there.
Thank you. The 49-year-old Hawthorne man took the drugs to the office on Tuesday thinking he was sold the wrong narcotic. Let me get this straight. He bought meth,
mm-hmm.
but then he thought he got ripped off.
Yes.
So he went to the sheriff's department to have it tested.
Yes.
No, this ain't real. This is real.
Absolutely. Gainesville.com.
This is real. Trust
Douglas
me.
Peter Kelly, 49, bought drugs last week from his ex-girlfriend and had a violent reaction with a racing heart after smoking them, according to the sheriff's office report. He contacted the sheriff's office Tuesday, believing the drugs he bought were flaca instead of the meth he intended to buy. His reaction last week was different from when he smoked meth before, he told detectives. Flaca is a synthetic street drug with an intense high similar to cocaine's. I've never heard of flaca.
Oh, yeah. Flaca is the...
Flaca.
It's flaca. Flaca. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the...
That's not a site on Pornhub. I mean, that's not a
no,
category
it's not. It's
Pornhub.
Flaca you, flaca me, flaca.
No, it's... you heard the story a couple years ago about the guy that was eating... Like, thought he was a zombie and eating somebody's face off.
Yeah.
That guy was on flaca.
How do you make... Why do people take that shit, then?
It's essentially bath salts that are modified and
that's of course
whatever.
Something I want to smoke.
Yeah, giddy up.
Well, apparently it's got an intense high similar to cocaine's.
Kelly spoke with the sheriff's narcotics unit and drove to the agency's criminal investigations unit voluntarily to have the drugs tested. I mean, you got it. In his mind, he's going, I'm going to get that motherfucker.
Exactly.
He fucking sold me the wrong shit.
Yep.
Like it's a Walmart, yep. And he's going back to go back and get his money back.
All right. False advertising.
Absolutely.
The clear, crystal-like substance he bought wrapped in aluminum foil test positive for methamphetamine. Kelly was charged with possession of methamphetamine without a prescription. How do you get a prescription for methamphetamine?
If weight loss doctor.
Seriously?
I suppose.
You can actually go... I thought what people sent... I thought you...
There are mild, low-dose methamphetamine that are actual medication, but...
I know that.
Yeah. No, he's right.
Well, I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm calling him a liar. No, I'm just saying I didn't know.
All right, don't get all testy.
But it's not crystal methamphetamine.
We're not talking Breaking Bad here. We're just talking...
Yeah, you didn't make it in your bathtub.
All right. Spokeswoman Allison Waters Merritt said Kelly wasn't impaired when he came to the office. Yes, he was. She added that the county hasn't had any instance of FLACA reported.
So there's not even FLACA in the county, and this guy thought that
FLACA
he got...
then. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm mispronouncing it for the 15th time.
Just wait till we get to next week, and you got to pronounce July.
So he didn't buy enough and do enough, I can say he was not happy.
Yeah, no, he was not not happy with his ex-girlfriend who apparently gave him meth when he didn't think that she gave him meth.
Why would you buy drugs from your ex-girlfriend anyway? I mean, if you're in that circle, I mean, can you not? I mean,
you got to have another.
If you dumped
the
bitch,
somewhere.
I mean, why would you go back and buy drugs from her?
I guess you really needed some meth.
Maybe she was really, really dirty.
Is there a picture?
No, usually when they're on meth, they clean. Over and over and over all night long.
Yeah.
Just not their teeth.
They pick scabs and, oh, yeah.
I don't want to know.
You know, this is all bad. This is all bad.
It's all bad.
All bad. Yeah. All bad.
FLACA, huh?
FLACA.
FLACA.
Like a flock of seagulls.
Yep.
I know you're from the 80s, so you
and
know that.
And I ran.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not a big flock of seagulls fan.
Apparently Mike is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, he pulled that one really quick, didn't he?
And we got through an entire episode without Phil singing. We're not at the end yet.
We're not at the end. And that's it for the show this week. If you want to hear more, head to our website. The link is in the show notes.
If you like the show, please leave a review and rate us 5 stars on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or whatever podcast software you use.
Like us on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674, especially if you have some international organization and you would like to be...
No clowns.
You would like to let Phil know that he's on your watch list. But seriously, if we like your message, we'll play it on a future episode.
Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Do we have any paid subscribers yet?
Not yet.
Okay. And what extras would those be? We go over this every week, and we don't have extras yet.
Yeah, the extras that, depending on the level that they get, they could get extended editions of the podcast. They could get some outtakes, because I don't put all the outtakes in at the end. I'm saving some up. So
there's a lot.
Yeah, the subscribers will get some of those.
I fuck up a lot.
We are going to be doing...
There's plenty. Yeah, you could have a whole episode of me trying to figure out what day it is.
I could have a whole episode of just you laughing at your own stupid jokes.
Yeah, you pretty much square dance naked the whole time. So
hey, don't knock it till you tried it. I am from the country.
We're going to be doing some mini episodes that are only going to be available to our patrons, so... That's another.
Well, maybe we should actually produce those and actually do them, and then maybe somebody would actually buy them as opposed to having to pre-sale them.
I've got them. I've got one written up. Actually, it's in the outlines, and if you got time, we can do another one here in just a few minutes and put it up, or we can do it next week.
Does Mike have to stay?
That's up to you. It's your house.
Why do you gotta be like that?
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism, or the International Clown Association.
We had to get that in there. And as always, any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Copyright 2018.
And as we do now, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. It might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. Got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can. He lives in his van. Some mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man. Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.